It's been the most divisive project in recent Australian history, but the news that the Adani coal mine has received its final government approval after 9 years of planning, protest and political debate is being celebrated in regional Queensland. Local mayors say it'll provide a much-needed economic boost for their towns, and they've got high hopes that the Adani approval will be the first of many throughout the Galilee Basin. Rachel Mealy reports.
It's news that's been a long time coming, and last night some gathered at the Leo Hotel on Claremont's main street to raise a glass to the nearby Adani mine.
This town needs it. Everyone's passionate about it. It'd be great for the community. Welcome thing.
This is going to be really good for our community and the wider community, Queensland, Australia and overseas. They're going to get some nice clean coal instead of the dirty stuff they burn.
The Adani mine is one of six proposed mines in the Galilee Basin, an area bigger than the United Kingdom, containing one of the world's largest deposits of thermal coal. Mayors across the region say they can see jobs on the horizon, especially if the basin is opened up to more mining. Mackay Mayor Greg Williamson says his region is set to benefit from the construction phase of the Adani mine alone.
So about 1,500 construction jobs and the trickle-down jobs from that construction, both here and in Townsville and out in Moranbah and all of those closer communities, that'll mean about an extra 7,000 jobs in this region. So that's quite significant. So for us, great news. Let's get on with it.
He says Adani's plans for a rail line to transport coal from the mine site to the Abbott Point port will trigger countless opportunities across the region.
In this area, we see the opening up of the Galilee Basin and the northern part of Australia to give access to agriculture, food production. Once a 400-kilometre rail line is established to the coast, you know, the possibilities of other industries tacking onto that are endless.
Townsville Mayor Jenny Hill says her city will feel an immediate impact.
We know that the port will be very important. A lot of equipment will have to come to get to the mine, and the port here, I believe, will be the prime access. There is the opportunity now for a lot of local businesses in Townsville, Rockhampton and everywhere in between to be a part of the contract arrangements.
Again, she's looking further down the track at future development.
I keep saying to people, it's not about that particular mine, it's about what it means to the Galilee Basin. We have about half a dozen opportunities for mines in that basin, and you can imagine if they're anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people in terms of the operation of the mine, you could be looking at 6,000 to 7,000 direct jobs. That's a lot of jobs for the region.
In Rockhampton, Mayor Margaret Strelo was overjoyed by the news.
Look, for now it's about jobs, and we don't even have a specific number of the jobs. I am absolutely thrilled that this project has reached a stage where it can begin to deliver those jobs for our community, not just Adani, but it's the wider Galilee Basin as well. We've been in contact with a couple of the other miners that will be close on the heels of Adani, offering the opportunity for FIFO from our community, from our great airport, and offering to work alongside the other providers as well to make sure that as many jobs as possible come into our community.
Bill Cragg is a grazier from Dingo who was spending the day at the Rockhampton show.
I think it's great for the jobs in the area. The only thing I'm concerned about is the actual underground water. I just hope that nothing's been rushed through. I hope everything's been, all the I's have been dotted and the T's have been crossed properly, because once you stuff water, you can't fix it up. But other than that, it's great for Queensland and it's great for your economy. So yeah.
His friend and fellow grazier, Robert Lang, agrees.
Assuming that the management of that water resource is done correctly, there's absolutely no issues with the water. But the benefits for places like Rockhampton, if you go for a drive down East Street in Rockhampton and see the retail there at the moment, it can only be a positive.
Rockhampton grazier Robert Lang ending that report from Rachel Mealy.